Welcome to today's Hearthstone. Let's talk Pella. I'm Andrew Schneider. State Representative Guy Vanderlinden joins us on today's program to provide an update from a legislative forum held this past Saturday in Pella.
Well, Representative, we just got done at the what seems to be the final legislative forum here in Pella for you this session. First of all, what were some of the topics you were able to address with some of the constituents?
Well, we talked about taxes, we talked about insurance, we talked about all kinds of things. Whatever the folks wanted to bring up, we tried to cover.
Well, and right now we're at that point in the session where it seems the shift is from policy over to appropriations, and that's where we'll start our conversation. What are some of the conversations that are going on right now in the House to get ready in preparation for the budget appropriation process?
Well, the what we call the big number has been agreed to by all parties, so now we know what the maximum number is we can spend, and it's around 7.2 something billion. The process now is that the budget subcommittees in both houses will begin to go into the line items to get to that number, and that will probably take at least the rest of this coming week, and then we will start passing individual budget bills through both houses and send them to the governor. So a couple of weeks to go.
And the governor, of course, released his recommendation after the Revenue Estimating Committee had released their update. How much of that is a guide, considering it's a similar party issue, or how much do you think the House may even deviate from where the governor's at on some of those issues?
Well, the number that's been agreed to between the House and the Senate, and with at least tacit approval from the governor, is actually lower than what the governor initially proposed, but it's close enough that I think the governor will accept the legislature's number.
Well, and one of the conversations you had here was about the types of cuts and the impact it may have, and you said that it will impact almost every facet of government, but it may so at different levels. How is that, do you think, or at least explain to our listeners how that process works, because there was a lot of curiosity to that.
Well, each budget subcommittee deals with a different branch or piece of the budget, and they will come up with a proposal as to what to do in their department. That will then be approved by the Appropriations Committees as a whole in both the House and the Senate, and then those bills will come to the floor in each chamber. They will be passed in one chamber or the other. They'll cross the rotunda and be passed in the other chamber, probably with some modifications. When we've got agreement on the same bill in both houses, it'll go to the governor for signature. Now, in appropriations bills, the governor can exercise his line item veto. So he could say, this particular item, no, that particular item, no. But I really don't anticipate a whole lot of that this year. I think we will have pretty much everything agreed to before it goes to the governor.
And to let our listeners know, education will not be impacted because it's already been set. Same with Medicaid spending, but everything else is on the table.
Medicaid spending, I'm not so sure about. Okay. I think there will still be some tweaks in that one. The K-12 state supplemental aid number is already done, signed by the governor and so forth. That does not mean that there won't be other types of education, higher education, for instance, some other items that do affect K-12 education that could see cuts, but the SSA number is done.
And in terms of your own priorities, what are the things that you're looking at right now in terms of representing your district here that you hope that you can either protect or in the very least will take some extra consideration in considering? Because there's obviously a lot to consider, but what are the priorities for you when you go through this budget process?
Well, at this point, I don't think there's much I can do for my own district. Pretty much the policy bills are done. We are where we are. I am now, as chair in the Ways and Means Committee, primarily looking at the big picture. We want to get this thing hashed out between the two houses and get it to the governor.
And you mentioned that at the meeting as well, that the input process is essentially ended. How can folks in the future better prepare themselves for these budget decisions? Or is it really, you know, when they're lobbying you, you're hoping to hear policy and things like that?
Yeah, the lobbying process or the input from citizens really occurs earlier in the session, where we either hear between sessions or we hear from people early on that we think budget X is really important, we really need to help the schools, or we really need to work on water quality or whatever. And I would say that we have taken all of that input into consideration to get where we are now. Now we are at the point where, frankly, we feel like citizens have had their opportunity to do the input. Now it's up to legislatures as elected officials to do the people's will and get it done.
And it sounds like today you anticipate the session will be almost on time. What is kind of are you looking at projecting wise a little bit in the future? I know you can't pin it down exactly, but it sounds like that things will wrap up roughly on time.
I am personally optimistic that we will be done by the end of the week of the 18th of April, which will be the shortest session I've ever served in, but maybe I'm being too optimistic. We'll see.
Once again, that was State Representative Guy Vanderlinden. That concludes today's Hearthstone Let's Talk Pella. Hearthstone, a ministry of Wesley Life, supporting the health, independence, and well-being of older adults in Pella.